How do I know if I have a toddler? You know you have a toddler if 1. You hate your spouse a little. Toddlers can destroy your marriage if you let them. The stress of living in an insane asylum with a child who makes you want to fall on your sword will take a toll on your personal relationship. People without a toddler of their own will not understand how someone so cute will make you want to be single, living in a studio apartment with only a bottle of Jose Cuervo to keep you company. You don't actually hate your spouse. It just feels like it because you hate life. Do not let your little cock block tear your love life apart. Remember, you're in a war zone. You need backup. 2. You no longer fantasize about being rich, famous, beautiful, or talented. Your fantasies now center around sleep. You dream about being rested and floating away on a California king bed where you can lie in starfish formation. Toddlers have the potential to steal just as many Z's as their infant brethren. Infants don't scream in your face. Infants don't run into traffic. It's a hard truth to swallow, but with a toddler, you will be more physically and emotionally tired than you have ever been, while also having to deal with twilight shenanigans that will astonish you nightly. 3. You have become a shut-in. Hopefully, you have a backyard, because you're going to lose your will to leave the house. It just won't be worth it anymore. Why deal with dressing a toddler, car seat drama, and a public meltdown when you can just become a recluse? Groceries are available for purchase online. Get some vitamin D capsules to make up for the sunlight you won't be getting anymore. 4. You've hauled a kid out of a grocery store under your arm like a bundle of firewood in front of a crowd of gawking strangers. Good for you. Angry whispering can only get you so far. Abandon that cart of groceries. Don't abandon the wine, though. That's crazy. Pay for the wine. Throw $20 at the cashier and tell her to keep the change. 5. You regularly open packages of food in stores to keep your baboon quiet while you shop. Don't worry. It's not shoplifting until you forget to pay. 6. You've had to alert a store employee to the fact that your kid has urinated on their floor. Hey, better a linoleum floor than a stack of neatly folded sweaters. Bonus points if your toddler has ever thrown up in public, on you, when you don't have a change of clothes. 7. You sometimes wish you had a time machine and a condom. 8. You have stress-induced heart palpitations. No, your child is not trying to kill you, but she might by accident. 9. You've seriously considered starting a new life in a new city. If you do this, be sure to cut up your credit cards. They can be used to track you. 10. You have more gates up in your home than the local zoo. 11. You know that "my phone is charging" is code for "I need you to lay off my dish and play with your own toys." 12. Your sex life has come to a standstill. Toddlers are natural birth control. Their antics will cause your sex organs to shrivel into your body and seal off. See chapter 14. 13. You've seriously researched sleepaway preschools. 14. Every one of your cabinets has some kind of lock on it. 15. Bedtime in your house looks like spring break in Cancun. 16. All 4 food groups can be found between your couch cushions. 17. You've had to say, "stop eating out of the trash" in the last 24 hours. 18. A small child has recently blown his nose into your shirt. 19. You would give your molars for a free, reliable babysitter. Who needs to chew meat when you can go out for drinks whenever you want? 20. You wonder if it would be creepy to ask teens on the street if they babysit. 21. You've fallen asleep with your eyes open. 22. You'd rather have a public colonoscopy than take your child into a store where glass items are displayed in the open. 23. You'd rather get a pap smear from Edward Scissorhands than take your kid to a restaurant.